Lawmakers easily passed a bill to ban transgender girls from girls' school sports, despite protests during the legislative session. Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed the bill, but a one-day technical session this Tuesday will be lawmakers' first opportunity to overturn that veto. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports on the national push behind this bill and why experts say it has nothing to do with sports.
House Bill 1041 would have created a statewide ban on transgender girls participating in girls' school sports. The bill's author said it was to maintain fairness in girls' athletics. Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed the bill. He said he found no evidence to support that there is a problem in K-12 girls' sports. Veronica Pedrell is Indiana's first openly transgender elected official and serves on Greencastle City Council. She says she agrees with the governor's assessment.
I was really pleased that Governor Holcomb went and vetoed the law because he recognized that this is a solution in search of a problem.
So where does this bill come from? The bill passed by Indiana lawmakers shares nearly identical language to bills in Idaho and Montana. All three were supported by the Alliance Defending Freedom, a far-right Christian legal organization. Scott McCoy is the Southern Poverty Law Center's interim deputy legal director for LGBTQ rights and special litigation.
It is clear that that language came from somewhere and then was replicated and copied and copied and copied.
McCoy says it's not uncommon for special interest groups and organizations to create model language for bills and pass them along to friendly state and federal lawmakers. More than 80 anti-trans bills were introduced in state legislatures in 2021 alone.
What's driving this, I think, is a concerted campaign on the part of a number of anti-LGBTQ groups in response to a recent Supreme Court decision called Bostock v. Clayton County, Georgia.
That 2020 decision expands federal civil rights protections on the basis of sex to gay and transgender employees. And McCoy says the ADF and other anti-LGBTQ groups push these bills in the hopes of limiting those protections to just employment, not health care and education. The Alliance Defending Freedom testified in favor of Indiana's ban in both chambers. The SPLC classified it as a hate group in 2016 through an annual formal process.
To be clear, though, just simply being, against gay marriage or something of that nature isn't enough to qualify an organization as a hate group on our list. It takes more than that.
In response to being named as a hate group, the Alliance Defending Freedom called the SPLC a far-left organization that targets groups it disagrees with. The ADF has defended laws internationally to criminalize the LGBTQ community, including the forced sterilization of transgender Europeans. Greencastle City Councilor Veronica Pedrell says their work in the U.S. goes back 20 years.
20 years ago, the ADF was defending Texas's unconstitutional sodomy laws, and they lost. 10 years ago, they defended denying marriage to all Americans, and they lost there too. And now they're trying to deny transgender Americans access to life-saving care and opportunities in school. And they're going to lose here too.
Katie Blair is the director of advocacy and public policy at the ACLU of Indiana. She says the bill violates both Title IX and the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Before the bill was sent to the governor, the ACLU of Indiana promised to sue. Blair says the intention of the bill was never about sports.
If proponents of this bill really wanted to promote fairness in women's sports, they'd be, making it so that more money had to go to girls' sports, contributing in that way, not doing it in a way that cuts out girls from playing sports.
The day after the governor's veto, House Speaker Todd Houston promised the House would vote to override it on Tuesday, May 24th, when lawmakers come back for a one-day technical correction session. Senate leadership has not made a statement on the veto, but a veto can be overridden by a simple majority vote in both chambers. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.